the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Ah, the time machine. Where are we going today?
Back again. This week we're going back to the 70s. Although I always trust what these things say. Like last week they said it was the 50s, and then when I did research it was from 1937.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Can't believe shit.
This week we're going to watch or listen to Naturally, a Girl. It was a sex education film that tells you all about the changes that a woman goes through when they get into puberty. Puberty, like me.
Finally. I've been wondering what's been going on.
Find two girls who are exactly alike.
Wait, are they saying girls are exactly alike or not?
Find two that are exactly alike.
Twins.
Girls are as different as people can be. Naturally.
I know we all like to believe we're all different, but that's not actually the case.
Now, kids, I'm going to play this video, but please,
all girls are
no giggling during it.
Nine and the teacher 16, said in the 70s. One very special event happens to every girl.
WrestleMania!
I don't know yet. I haven't grown up all the way.
Well, you start developing and you start changing physically. Physically.
Like the Hulk.
You start your period?
Boy.
All of that does happen. And between 9 and 16, certain specific changes take place in your body. For one thing, a soft growth of hair appears under the arms and in the pubic area.
It is so soft.
This is true for boys as well as girls.
I caress your hair. Oh my God.
And this is the time when a girl's figure begins to develop.
Go figure.
Hips fill out.
No, I want to hear about this figure. That's
and it is now that girls start to menstruate. Menstruation?
Well, because people don't put the U in menstruate. Everyone just says menstruate.
Don't you know?
But it's really pronounced menstruate.
A female cycle happens about every 28 days.
But I say go fuck you, man.
It happens to every girl.
We changed it. It's menstruate. I don't care.
Oh, you
take the U out of menstruate.
Like, I read that colonel used to be pronounced colonel.
Something that all girls go through.
Yeah, they have
natural
process.
You don't know, ignore it. You just pronounce it completely different than it's spelled.
Yeah, it's like, I know it's menstruate, but we don't fucking care.
All girls are born with a special place in their bodies where babies can grow, called the uterus. It's in the lower abdomen below the stomach. Oh. As a girl matures, a special lining of blood and tissue periodically
forms. That's pretty basic shit.
In the 70s, they didn't know
this
shit.
To grow. If a baby is not conceived, the velvety lining isn't needed.
Velvety lining?
And
that's
so it is
delicious.
And flows out of the body through the vagina.
Creamy,
too. The uterus to the outside of
if
the body.
If you can see the picture of this, it either looks like a crab or
menstruation
two cobras about to strike at each other.
Every girl has two ovaries containing thousands of microscopic egg cells.
All right, let's eat them.
About once a month, one of these cells matures and is released from one of the ovaries. It enters the fallopian tube and travels slowly to the uterus. We've greatly enlarged the size of the egg cell here so that you can see it. If the cell reaches the uterus without having been fertilized by a male sperm cell, the egg and the special lining built up in the uterus disintegrate and flow through the vaginal canal out of the body.
It's education. I don't know.
Because,
you're one of these people who thinks you should never teach, you shouldn't keep kids.
These are like 12-year-old girls, and now you're explaining to them about, sperm and shit. That's like giving them permission.
And repeats itself
like
about
asshole. Permission to be whores.
So it's not even mentioned sex to them, so they just do it.
I've been menstruating since I was 12.
She's 11, been fucking since she's been 12.
Not quite 11. About a year ago, 16.
fucking disgusting.
I think it was summer.
They're all dead.
They're all like our mom's age.
I think it was 10, 6th grade. About the same age, but about half a year later.
These girls are all 12, but very different in physique, in coordination, and personality. Girls begin menstruating anytime from 9 to 16.
How do the mens do you eat?
The average age is between 12 and 13.
So these are
whenever
in their 50s
now.
Now they're having a
tickle fight.
Then they're mid-50s now.
Although the average menstrual cycle takes about 28 days to repeat itself, it can vary quite a bit, particularly at first.
When I first started, it was 3 weeks apart, then 4 weeks, now 3.5 weeks. Sometimes I skip a month. I'm just getting to be regular.
The actual number of days the period or menstrual flow lasts can also vary and change.
Mine lasts about 6 days.
Hell, that's what I'd be doing.
Sometimes five, sometimes six.
My nose
curry,
that lasts about 2 days.
Yeah.
A lot of girls keep a calendar and mark off when the menstrual flow starts and how long it lasts. Eventually, you can see how many days there are between periods and how many days you actually menstruate during each cycle.
Oh my god, I hate how she says this.
Even if you are pretty regular, the schedule can be thrown off if you are tense or upset, if you get overexcited, if you catch a cold or don't feel well. But everything will soon return to whatever is normal for you.
Or if you have a bunch of girlfriends and you all kind of sync up.
What happens to the menstrual flow when it leaves the body?
That's what feminine napkins are for. They are designed to absorb the flow. And there's a special moisture-proof shield inside.
You ever watch those videos where the dudes drink the menstrual blood?
A sanitary belt will keep the napkin in place. The short tab of the napkin is attached to the front fastener, and the long tab of the napkin is attached to the back.
Oh, I thought that was a huge tampon. It's a pad. It's some kind of, like,
the belt is worn around the waist.
Well, they didn't have, like, regular, like, you know. So it's like a reusable pad.
The
furry
can wear a special panty.
So the 70s
wouldn't
wear this contraption?
Or there's a new kind of napkin that doesn't need belts, panties, or special panties.
And then,
so it's very comfortable.
Yeah, it's like a built-in pad.
This kind has special adhesive strips on the back so you can attach the napkin quickly and easily.
I'm
going to
say they don't have tampons.
How often should you change feminine napkins?
They would show that.
Once a day? Every 2 or 3 hours?
Is there like a feminine napkins?
Whenever you want.
It's a good idea to change every 2 to 3 hours. Since the menstrual flow does have an odor after it leaves the body.
You fucking reek.
Frequent changes will help you to keep feeling fresh and comfortable all day.
You change your feminine napkin yet?
Some days the flow is lighter than other days.
I went to KFC.
In the very beginning of your period, for example, and on the last 2 or 3 days, the flow may be lighter. That's what these little mini pads are for. The times when you don't need all the absorbency of a full-size napkin.
No, this is the fucking thing, man. You get fooled.
And mini pads are perfect for those times when you're not quite sure when your period
starts. And then, oh, guess what? It's actually a heavy flow, and now it's just fucking gushing out like your nose.
How do you dispose of feminine napkins? Flush down the toilet?
I'm in Mark's mouth.
Wrap and put in waste basket?
You just wrap them in toilet paper and put them in the waste basket. But there are also new kinds that are made to be flushed. Just check the package first to be sure they are made of biodegradable materials that will disintegrate and be returned to nature. Since there are many different kinds of feminine napkins, you might want to start with a beginner's kit to help you decide what's best for you. This booklet will tell you how to get one, and will help you understand more about what happens during menstruation. Your teacher, school nurse, or leader of your girl's organization can tell you how to get a copy of Growing Up and Liking
It. Always say it.
During my period, my hair gets a little oily. What's wrong?
Where do you think all these feminine products are thrown away in the 70s are now?
Should you bathe or wash your hair during your period?
Some people used to think they shouldn't, but now we know that it's especially important to take a bath or shower every day during your period. You tend to perspire more, and if your hair gets oily, well, you'll naturally want to wash it.
Then
get plenty of sleep every night, and eat a balanced diet. That way you'll feel and look good during your period, and all the rest of the month, too.
In the 70s, they didn't know what a balanced diet was.
Does everything get cramped during her period?
I don't know. It's fucking real.
Well, sometimes I get cramps, and sometimes I don't. Like some girls it's like not. To get cramps.
How does answer questions by asking people who don't know anything?
Yeah, I know. But a bunch of guesswork.
Hey, little girl who knows nothing. Do you think
they all get cramps?
There you go. She thinks so.
Many girls do experience some cramps or a slight feeling of pressure in the lower abdomen during menstruation.
It's very large.
These are exercises that will help relieve or stop cramps.
I can't put it all the way in because it's too painful.
You can do them all month long. They're good for your figure.
Good enough for me.
Good enough for you or her.
There's no reason why you can't do all the things you normally do while you're menstruating. But what about swimming during your period?
That's what I take at the fucking drink during the show.
Why can I spill it? Don't worry about it, it's just water.
Tampon?
Drop shit all over the place. I'm trying to learn about tampons.
A tampon is another comfortable...
Apparently tampons are good.
Look up long enough. Why wouldn't they show
some
that first?
Applicators and some do not.
I bet you they didn't like tampons.
A tampon is inserted into the vagina. And the muscle
I bet you they were against
it.
This goes along with the feminine
the package
napkins.
Show how to insert it.
Then 10 minutes
they're
later.
Small,
like, why would you show all this feminine tampon
and since
napkin
worn internally,
shit?
There's no
well,
worry
I mean,
about
the tampon's
odor.
Way better.
No matter what kind of
like,
protection
no one uses
you choose,
fucking pads anymore.
Or what day of the month it is, fresh air and exercise are good for all of us.
Fresh air and exercise.
And by the way, there's no need to worry about feeling weak while you're menstruating.
Wear a skirt, no panties.
Because the amount of blood in the menstrual flow is a tiny fraction of the body's supply.
Sometimes I get in bad news right before. Well, I don't think I do, but other people probably do.
Yeah, I get to act like a bitch. And then when someone says something, I say,
think
oh,
I
it's
really
my period.
Do. I
so it's my fucking excuse. Fucking deal with it.
It
all
doesn't
right?
bother me.
You're having your period.
It only if it
it's
really
bullshit.
Bad.
Can I just make it up an excuse? Oh, yeah, I'm a huge asshole right now, but this. So give me a fucking pass. No, fuck you.
A lot of things affect people's moods and feelings. But there's
well,
no need
no,
to miss out on any of the fun
because
just because you're
no, you can go fuck yourself.
With
then.
A little planning ahead, you can be ready and
you're
confident
for
anything.
You're fucking responsible for ourselves.
Why are you so angry?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Does everyone know when you're menstruating?
Mark does.
Yeah, no, that is true. I'm
no,
sure.
If you don't
knows.
Tell, there's no way anyone can know.
That's not true.
Are you menstruating?
What the you in menstruating? I see you sing, playing that acoustic guitar. I think you're menstruating. What are they all singing?
They're singing about the periods, I guess.
I have a two of them.
I mean, you know, I like being a woman, and I was
forward
to it.
It's just natural.
Growing
well,
up isn't always
kid.
Fun,
that's a
but
boy.
It does have a lot to recommend
that's
it.
Fucking,
I used to dream of being an actress, but being is better than dreaming, whatever your future may be.
Oh, wait, being something is better than just fucking wishing for it? Well, I didn't know
what
that.
What does it do with anything? Also, we're talking about menstruation.
And now, her acting career.
Everyone's got a job.
Well,
I'm a professional tennis player.
Listen,
I'm a cop.
They only got
I'm aligned with them.
They only got a fucking job because they menstruate.
It's one of the things I like best about myself.
Without them menstruating, they never would have become anything.
You're better than being a boy.
Being a woman is one of my favorite things about being a woman.
That's true. I never would have gotten a job if I wasn't a woman.
I like that film.
Yeah, I don't. It's fucking bullshit. Actually, it was fine. I don't care. Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.
I dropped my water.